نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, we have just emerged from a month of intense devotion, a month where we hope to have achieved an increase in our level of Allah consciousness, which we call taqwa. An increase in our level of Allah consciousness must, however, manifest itself in our character. How has the lessons of Ramadan impacted on our character? Have we become better people after 30 days of fasting, standing in Taraweeh, 30 days of suhoor, getting up in the middle of the night? These are not simply ritual practices. In the verse that I've recited before you, Allah describes the moral composition, the morality of people who have taqwa. What are the salient features of people who have achieved the lesson of Ramadan? Allah says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alladhina yunfiquna amwalahum, Alladhina yunfiquna fis sarra'i wad-dharra'i. People who have achieved taqwa, the muttaqeen, are those yunfiquna, who spend in times of prosperity and adversity. Allah did not specify what they spend. Allah simply say there are people who spend in times of prosperity and adversity. They spend of their wealth, they spend of their knowledge, they spend of their time, they give of their skills. In other words, the muttaqeen are people who are extremely aware of social responsibility. They do not live in their own enclaves. They do not live for themselves. They are people who are acutely aware that as believers and as muttaqeen, we have a social responsibility to people in our community. We have a social responsibility to the sick. We have a social responsibility to the poor, to our wives, to our children, to our communities. So the very first lesson, the first manifestation of taqwa, is an increased awareness of our social responsibility to our communities. And Allah says, you spend in times of adversity and prosperity. You spend it when it is convenient and when it is inconvenient. You spend in times of prosperity out of shukr. You spend in times of adversity out of sabr, and believe that Allah will reward you for whatever you give off. Whether it is your time, whether it is your wealth, whether it is your skills, whether it is your knowledge, whatever you give to the community is inherent, it is part of the makeup, the moral makeup of the muttaqeen. And you give in the belief that the more you give, the more you receive. Therefore, a poet in Arabic says, أَرُونِي بَخِيلًا طَالَ عُمْرُهُ بِبُخْلِهِ. Show me a miser whose life is prolonged on account of him amassing. وَهَاتُ كَرِيمًا مَاتَ. And show me and produce a generous person who has died مِنْ كَثْرَةِ الْبَغْلِ, on account of excessive spending. So you spend in the belief that you will receive. You have the incident of Fatima radiallahu anha. She was once ill. وَهِيَ تَشْتَهِي الرُّمَّانَ. And she was desirous of eating a pomegranate. So she asked her husband, Ali radiallahu an, that I desire to eat a pomegranate. He had one coin. He went out into the marketplace. He purchased a pomegranate. And before he could enter his home, a beggar came and said, for the sake of Allah, I need some food. And the only food he had was a pomegranate. And he had to now choose between Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, the leader of all women in Jannah, or between the beggar. So he chose to give the pomegranate to the beggar. He went into the house and said, Oh Fatima, this is what happened. And she said, Oh Ali, radiallahu anhu, I will patiently bear. I will patiently bear. And after some time, someone knocks at the door and brings a basket of pomegranates and gives it to Ali radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu takes one, puts it in his pocket, and takes the balance to Fatima radiallahu anha and says, Oh Fatima, Allah has repaid you for your generosity. Allah has repaid you for your generosity. So Fatima radiallahu anha counts the pomegranates. And she finds 9 pomegranates. And she says, Oh Ali, this cannot be from Allah. This cannot be a repayment for our generosity. Because the promise of Allah is man jaa bil hasana, فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. For every good deed, your reward is multiplied a minimum of 10 times. And I only find 9 pomegranates. So this cannot be a repayment for our generosity. This was the conviction when you spend in adversity. When you spend of what you do not have. So the first moral makeup of the muttaqeen is they are acutely aware of their social responsibility to people. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. And if we can make this endemic in the community, just doing good to people, we will change society in ways that we cannot perceive. The secret is not to do good to people based on their relationship with you, but to do good to people based on your relationship with Allah. So you do not, if you do good because people are good to you, you remain stuck in as a reactive human being. People determine how you would respond. So if they good, you good. If they do not speak, you do not speak. If they do not smile, you do not smile. That's stuck in this cycle of being reactive. What we learn from this verse is we have to, if we base our relationship, our doing with people on our relationship with Allah, we become proactive people. We grow as human beings. So the first attribute, characteristic of the muttaqeen, Allah says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالدَّرَّاءِ. The second attribute is, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Those who restrain their anger, who gulp down their anger. Allah is describing the attributes of people who have now earned this heightened level of taqwa. And He says they are people who are able to control their anger, not eliminate their anger. The words say they restrain, they gulp down their anger. In other words, anger is natural. It's a natural makeup of human beings. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that innama shadid, that a strong person is not one who has physical prowess, not one who can hit down someone, knock down someone. He says a strong person is one who is able to control his anger, his temper. When he has the ability to manifest anger for the sake of Allah, he suppresses his anger. That is a strong person. Taqwa and the entire exercise of Ramadan ought to make us strong people. People that are able to control our anger. Remember, he who angers you conquers you. You're already losing the argument or the battle if you become angry. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that there isn't a more virtuous gulp that you take down than the restraining of anger. You want to manifest it, but for the sake of Allah, you restrain yourself and you do not manifest your anger. So the second attribute of the muttaqeen are those who are able to restrain their anger. Remember, do not do something permanently foolish. Do not do something permanently foolish because you are temporarily angry. Do not let your anger be cause of regret and remorse. Anger is one syllable less, one alphabet less than danger. So the second attribute of the muttaqeen are those who are able to restrain their anger. We need to ask ourselves, after 30 days, of imbuing the lessons of taqwa, have we become stronger people? Are we able to control our anger? Are we able to suppress our anger? So the first attribute was, الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء, those that spend in times of adversity in prosperity. The second attribute of the muttaqin is والكاظمين الغيظ, those who are able to suppress their anger. And the third attribute of the muttaqin is والعافين عن الناس, those who are able to pardon and forgive people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a Muslim, one Muslim, is a mirror unto the other. What does it mean? The weakness you see in your brother is a reflection of your own. The weakness you see in your wife is a reflection of your own. And an awareness of your own weaknesses ought to make you tolerant of other people's weaknesses. What's the attribute of a mirror? A mirror has no memory. A mirror does not reveal your shortcomings to any other individual. A mirror does not magnify a little speck that is before it. It simply reflects what is before it. So do not magnify what otherwise may be a small issue. So the third attribute is where Allah says that the muttaqeen are those who are able to tolerate and pardon people for their weaknesses. When do you tolerate people? How do you tolerate people? Every human being is wired differently. Each one of us are unique in our own different ways. We can look at the same picture and come to different conclusions. And that awareness that we are wired differently, we respond to issues differently, ought to teach us the lesson of tolerance. The quest for zero defect is left to Panasonic machines. No human being is free from shortcomings. Therefore, a poet says, فَعِشْ وَاحِدًا. If you so choose, go and live in solitude if you're looking for perfection. If you so choose, فَعِشْ وَاحِدًا. Go and live in isolation. Or you may socialize and engage with people, but then you must accept that they will at times annoy you and at times please you. That's human nature. And we are social beings. And because we are social beings, tolerance is foremost in the way we engage, whether it with our children, our spouses, or with people at large. How tolerant are we? Once, Ali radiallahu anhu instructed his slave girl to prepare the water for wudu. And as she brought the water, it fell from her hands and Ali radiallahu anhu was drenched with water. And he was angry. He was extremely angry. And this slave girl looked at him and said, "Oh Ali, have you forgotten the attributes of the muttaqeen? Allah says, والكاظمين الغيظ, that the muttaqeen are those who suppress their anger." The minute Ali radiallahu anhu heard these words, he kept mute. He did not say anything. But She could still see the anger raging within him. He was able to constrain it, but it was manifest on his face. So she read the second part of the verse. It says, O Ali, the attribute of the muttaqin is not only to forgive, to tolerate and pardon. والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس. So Ali radiallahu anhu says, I've forgiven you. I've pardoned you for your shortcoming. She said, O Ali, that is not enough. If you are among the muttaqin, the verse goes to say, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those who do good. O Ali, this is your opportunity. Do good. Emancipate me. Free me. As part of your manifestation of the attributes of the muttaqeen. And he said, go, you are free. You are free. This was the response of Ali radiallahu anhu, who mirrored this verse. He forgave, he contained his anger, he forgave, and then did good. When bad was done to him, he responded with good. And in the latter part of this verse, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. Allah is describing the muttaqeen. And say, when they do wrong, in other words, even the muttaqeen will do wrong. But the difference between an ordinary believer and a muttaqi, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. That in the process of doing wrong, the minute they become aware of Allah, they desist from their wrong. The minute they do wrong, but the minute they become aware of what they're doing, they have the willpower to desist and step back and say, what I'm doing is wrong. That is the lesson of fasting. That willpower. That human resolve. That even when we're in the midst of doing wrong and there's a conscious awareness that we're doing wrong, we are able to step back and say, I've done wrong. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a believer commits a wrong, he feels as this mountain is about to fall on him. When a munafiq commits a sin, then he feels no more than the irritation of a mosquito. So the attribute of the muttaqeen is that they are able to desist the minute they become conscious of their wrongdoing. That's the lesson of Ramadan. Great minds have willpower. Feeble minds have only wishes. If you want to be a winner, you need to make commitment. Losers make promises. A commitment is what you do instantly, now. A promise is what you hope to do in the future. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses paints the character of those who have imbued and learned the lesson of Ramadan. We need to ask ourselves, measure ourselves against these attributes. Have we become better people? If we've earned the taqwa, it must manifest itself in our morality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.